Let's begin by taking a deep cleansing breath. As you breathe in and breathe out, bring your attention for a moment to your hands. Allow your hands to relax and be completely supported. Think of the word heavy and say to yourself, "My hands are heavy." Again, "My hands are heavy." Really notice how heavy your hands are. They might feel so heavy that if you tried to lift your hands, you'll notice they feel locked down, heavy from relaxation. Of course, if you really wanted to lift your hands, you could, but they feel so good, so relaxed, so warm, and so heavy. It's like they are glued to your legs or the arms of the chair or wherever they happen to be resting. It feels so good to feel your hands so heavy with relaxation, doesn't it? Breathe in again and breathe out. Think of the word warmth, the kind of warmth that comes from the sun or a towel straight from the dryer, or the warmth that comes from inside the body. As you focus on your heavy hands, continue thinking of the word warmth. Say to yourself, "My hands are warm." Again, "My hands are warm." And one more time, "My hands are warm." Notice that feeling of warmth that comes from inside, or that can be felt on the back of the hands as they are at rest. As your body relaxes, your legs, your thighs, your calves, your shins, and even your feet can relax. It's amazing how we can actually create a sensation of warmth and heaviness, even though we haven't adjusted the thermostat. I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will feel relaxed, calm, and ready to learn. 5, letting go and being fully present in this moment. 4, feeling calm, confident, and relaxed. 3, twice as relaxed as before. 2, fully present. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. 1, more relaxed than you have been all day. When my son was little, he didn't have a teddy bear. He had a Sesame Street Grover bear, and he loved that Grover bear, and he took that bear everywhere with him. His favorite bedtime story was a book called "There's a Monster at the End of This Book." Page after page reminded him of the monster and that he shouldn't turn the page because that would bring him closer and closer to the monster until we reached the final page when it turned out the monster was his old friend Grover. He didn't need to be afraid at all because the monster was a good monster, the kind of monster that supported and comforted him. When I was young, my older brother took me to a fair, and for the first time, I rode a Ferris wheel. I remember when I got on, it didn't feel like anything more than a swing, and I felt fine, perhaps even a little bored. Swings just weren't a big deal. Then the Ferris wheel began to turn slowly, and my swing began to rise, and that was fun. The higher I went, the more exciting it was, and finally, I was at the top. There weren't many riders, so the operator stopped the wheel when we were at the top, and I remember how wonderful it was to look around. I could see so much more than when I was on the ground, and now I could see the entire park. I could see the bigger picture, and my perspective changed completely. I felt in control and energized. I loved being up there. But then the Ferris wheel began to move and I looked down. Suddenly the ride wasn't fun anymore. It was scary and I wanted the wheel to stop moving. My heart was beating fast. My hands clenched the safety rail and I cried, "I want to get off." That's when my big brother told me, "Don't look down. Look over there. Focus on that cotton candy stand. When the ride is over, we'll get some cotton candy." When I did as he told me, the ride down wasn't scary anymore. In fact, it was kind of fun watching the way the cotton candy stand changed as the Ferris wheel moved me lower and lower. Before I knew it, the Ferris wheel was climbing up again, and when it reached the top and started to roll down again, I wasn't scared. I was enjoying the ride. That Ferris wheel ride reminded me of another story. I remember a time when I was in college, and I had planned a trip home. It started snowing just about the time I was to set out, but I foolishly ignored it and headed out on the highway. It wasn't long before that snowstorm became a full-scale blizzard. I couldn't see more than 20 feet in front of me, and it took all my concentration just to see where the road was. As I inched along, I noticed my heart racing and how tightly I was holding the steering wheel. It felt the same as riding the Ferris wheel, and I remembered my brother's advice. I stopped worrying about ending up in a ditch and instead focused my thoughts on how warm I was going to feel wrapped in a blanket and drinking coffee when I got home. And that helped me to think more clearly and effectively navigate my present moment. That made all the difference. The road didn't get any easier, but my perspective changed. Race car drivers know that where their eyes go, the car goes. Focusing my attention on my outcome allowed me to navigate my present. That's interesting, isn't it? Mark Twain is credited with saying, "I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened." Earlier, you created the sensation of being relaxed, heavy, and warm. You can create any sensation, thought, or experience you choose. What you can achieve here, you can achieve there. And by thinking specific thoughts, you can notice those things and create those experiences. What else would you like to create? Courage, confidence, calmness, energy? I don't know what it is that's most important for you to create in this time that you have set aside. Maybe your conscious mind is not even aware of what that is, but a part of you knows what is most important for you to create today. Whatever that thought, feeling, or experience is, be it known or unknown to your conscious mind, it is part of your subconscious awareness. Continue to relax, breathing in and out, and know that by setting this time aside for your own well-being, you will manifest that which is most important to you today. If you choose, stress can be your friend. Stress can guide you to your peak performance. Stress can spur you forward, achieving what you didn't know you could achieve. Stress is your ally. There is no monster at the end of the book. Set your focus on your goals, and stress will help you achieve it. It's time now to return to our day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you will be fully alert and ready to return to your day. If you're listening to this before you go to sleep, just drift off. 1. Noticing your toes and the fabric beneath you. 2. Stretching your neck and wiggling your fingers. And 3. Feeling fully alert and ready to go on to your next activity. Take a moment to reorient yourself. Take care.